This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, sorry, guys. I'm a little sluggish sounding today. It's because I'm bloated. I don't feel good. It's kind of sitting here. You know how you feel that way where it's like you got all this air in a place that you don't really want? Me being a doctor, I know what my insides look like. You just do. You ask your GI doctor when he does your colonoscopy to show you. You know, so what does my colon look like? Oh, it looks so good. What does my abdomen look like? What do my ovaries look like? What does my cervix look like? You know, can you take a selfie? And so I kind of know what the insides of my body looks like. So when I'm sitting here all bloated and I got all this air in my abdomen and it's in the colon, okay? I'm like, just get out. You don't need to be there. You don't need to be there. That's the problem when you have that kind of knowledge. Okay? It's ridiculous. You know, ignorance is kind of bliss. If you don't know what's going on with your body, you're like, all right, well, I guess air has to be there. The air is doing some very important task. I know the air is not doing any important task. It's just sitting there. And you're like, okay, if I could just let it out, I'll be fine. No. Because after one toot, then another one comes. You're like, where did the more air come from? So what I'm thinking of doing, because I'm like really excited about all these patents and ideas, and that's what I want to do. I want to come up with an idea that you take on Shark Tank, okay? And then, you know, Mr. Wonderful's like, oh gosh, you know, Dr. Dahlia, that's like a brilliant idea. I will invest a lot of money into it. And I'm like, all right, great. We'll sell it. Wouldn't it be great if there was some sort of a suction device that you could put rectally, and it just sucks out the air. It has to be a very light flow. It has to be a kind of like a CPAP, you know, continuous, you know, positive airway pressure, but backwards, where there's a very slow suction of it. Where what you do, and I know somebody's stealing this idea right now. I know they are because I haven't patented it. I haven't patented it, so it's up for grabs, you know. But look, I don't care because I'll buy it from you. This is what I want. But basically, you wake up in the morning, okay? You know, you eat your Fruit Loops or your, you know, today I had a little applesauce, right? Because I'm still recovering from surgery. So you wake up after you have your applesauce, okay? You try to potty, and you go potty, and it's really not much. Then what you do is you tell the cats and the dogs to leave me alone, you know, for 5 minutes. And you go into the bathroom and you apply the suction. And you insert it and you just wait for that airway, maybe that negative airway pressure, to take some of that extra air out. Your abdomen deflates. You feel good. Yeah, you're going to have to clean it, obviously, right? But the air is out. Now, I've told you guys why people fart. Right? It's because that helps you get, you know, with your bowel movements. Right? That air has to pass, and it helps bring the stool down. Because, you know, if your colon doesn't peristaltically move what you ate and grind it down, that's why it's brown. When you mix a whole bunch of colors together, not to mention throw a little bit of bacteria breakdown, it's brown. Okay? That's why poop is brown. Unless, of course, you eat one of those Cookie Monster cakes, then it's kind of blue-brown. It's kind of pretty, by the way. If you eat some spinach, it's green-brown. But for the most part, especially a chocolate bar-eating woman like me, it's brown-brown. Okay? If your colon is not rhythmically moving it down to the degree that you need to, you need that air. But then why not raise the lever, raise that negative airway pressure on this, what's called a butt suction, okay? A rectal suction. You know, no. It's not going to solve. It's called a butt suction. We need to call it a rectal RPAP. Okay, maybe something like that. You know, reverse positive airway pressure, rectal positive, or something like that. Or an RNPAP. All right, an RN. NAP? RNAP. Something like that. You guys make the money. I'll just buy one. Fine, okay? You could thank me later. Give me a cut. So, where was I with this? Yeah, I want one. It's frustrating. You see, here's my thing, okay? I would not go to medications. I would not go to pharmaceuticals if I could heal myself. Now, yes, I'm married to a chiropractor. But when my husband adjusts me, it's great for my neck. It's great for my headaches. It's great for my mid-back. I think even my boobs feel better. All right, my back feels better. Does nothing for the gas. Now, I do train students at Toro University Nevada, which is an osteopathic school. And I can ask, but am I really going to go to my students and say, will you please treat me for gas? They'd be like, no. You know, there's not enough windows in the place. So I'm kind of up a creek. This is why you start going to the medications. Start going to the gas X, which, by the way, is worthless. I apologize. I don't want to sit here and rip on a company. But by the time you take a gas X, the bowel gas is already too far deep. It's not going to, it doesn't do nothing. Beano prevents the gas. We've talked about Beano. It has these little enzymes that helps you break down the onions that you eat and the beans that you eat. You know, so Beano helps. But what do you do once you have the gas in there? All you could do is wait to toot or wait to potty. So if there's some sort of a light, gentle suction, all right, that I think that could really work. Now, here's a problem. How many times can a person's rectum, handle that sort of trauma? And that is traumatic. Okay? I mean, I'm assuming they're going to use some sort of polypropylene type, but maybe some plasma vortex. I don't know what they would use, right? Rayon, I don't know. All right? So obviously there'd be some sort of silver. Right? Silver, right? Stainless steel? Something that won't take the bacteria? Something has to go in there. And I'm really serious about this because look how bad we feel when we're bloated. So I obviously can't patent anything like this as of now because I still have a 2-hour show to do. But if any of you need to make some money, go ahead with the idea. That's fine. But call it like the Dahlia or something because I really would like to get credit for this idea. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, I hate when these studies come out making us doctors look stupid, but I guess there's a study that's come out saying asthma may be misdiagnosed in many adults. And in fact, you're going to see headlines out there saying a third of adults are misdiagnosed with their asthma. Many are taking medicine when they don't even need to, and some of them never had asthma in the first place. Now, that makes us look like stone cold idiots. And I cannot stand seeing, you know, headlines like that. But I would be lying if I didn't tell you, and many of you who have been listening to my show for years, remember that case where I was very, very busy. I had back-to-back pap smears, very busy girl. And one of my staff members said, we have a new patient walking. She needs a refill of her asthma medication. Now, of course, it was, I think, the fall or the winter, so it was the time when I figured, okay, you know, there's no way I want to let this lady, who's a new patient, not get her medication, because I knew it could take a while for her to get in with the provider. I said, yeah, absolutely, just squeeze her in between the two pap smears, okay? So, she had a separate room, of course, and she walks in, and she goes, hi, young girl in her 20s, needs her asthma medication. All right, so I always check the pulmonary function test, right? Her spirometry, just to see where her asthma is, because just giving an albuterol inhaler to help dilate the airways, which is what many of you use, right, a beta agonist to help dilate the airways, to breathe easier, right? I just wanted to know that she didn't need anything extra. Sometimes we'll add some steroids, right, if we're coming into a bad season. Remember I told you I usually like to institute those at least a few weeks before the season gets bad? So for those of you whose bad season is wintertime, you need to, in the fall, start some inhaled corticosteroids if your doctor deems it necessary. Or if your asthma really acts up in the spring during allergy season, then you need to, at the end of winter, start instituting, you know, these prophylactic measures. And then, of course, you go off of them when you don't need to in the summer, if your summer is the good time for you. So I check her pulmonary function tests, and they are awesome. I mean, they're awesome. So I go, what's going on? Tell me what's going on here. She's like, well, I have asthma. I go, use a different word, a different term than asthma. Don't say asthma. Well, I'm having asthma. I go, I'm wheezing. All right. Is it wheezing? Like, no, it's trouble breathing. Okay. Now that's a completely different scenario here. I believe she was about 26 years old. Now I have a 26-year-old woman who's having trouble breathing. What should I be thinking about? Well, maybe she has a pulmonary embolism. Maybe she has a blood clot. Maybe she has a heart condition. So whenever anybody has trouble breathing, okay, I'm going to do an EKG. Well, the EKG looked a little funny. So I did a chest x-ray. Her heart looked funny on the chest x-ray. So I'm thinking, I don't think she ever had asthma. So I send her to the cardiologist. The cardiologist calls me up and goes, what made you think of sending a young patient? And I'm like, I know. I'm the reason why we have Obamacare. I get it. I referred her when I could have handled it myself. I'm sorry, but I didn't think I could handle this myself. I didn't think she had asthma. He's like, you're 1,000% correct. She doesn't have asthma. She has a tumor in her heart, an atrial myxoma. And he goes, I don't think she ever had asthma. And somebody just half-assed thought her shortness of breath was asthma and gave her an inhaler. And it could have been the patient's fault. The patient could have thought she had asthma, so walked it to the doctor and said, I have asthma, so I need an inhaler. And the doctor or the medical provider who was in a hurry said, all right, why? Well, because I have asthma and I'm having trouble breathing and I'm wheezing. So we as medical providers cannot get biased. We cannot get caught up. We cannot be distracted when a patient thinks they have something and they don't. Now, this is the exact opposite, you know, what I tell you when you're a patient and you say, look, Dahlia, the doctor won't listen to me. Okay, I think I have a tumor. Nobody's running the test. And I think I have cancer. And I've told you, there were cases where patients came in to me as a new patient saying, nobody's running the test. And I think I have a tumor. And I find it. You know, I really trust people's intuition. But that doesn't necessarily mean they know their exact diagnosis. So when I did see this headline that a third of asthma patients are being diagnosed inappropriately, I wasn't all that surprised. So this is a Canadian study, okay? And researchers did lung function tests on 613 adults who had been diagnosed with asthma within the past 5 years. If participants took asthma medicines, researchers gradually weaned them off the drugs over 4 clinic visits to see how well their lungs worked without the asthma medication. The evaluations ruled out asthma in 230, so a third of the participants. After 1 year of follow-up, 181 of these 203 people still did so well on lung tests. All right? Still did well. Where they probably didn't have asthma. We were able to get these patients completely off asthma medications, and they did well in follow-up over the next year despite being off medications. That's according to Dr. Sean Aaron of the University of Ottawa at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute. Says some of these patients were clearly misdiagnosed to begin with, and they had other conditions other than asthma. And some did have asthma, but it was in remission. Now, why is asthma so difficult to diagnose? Well, according to Fox News, and we've discussed this before, all right, difficulty breathing, wheezing, cough, chest pain, all right, you know, and people coming in going, you know what, I was playing with my cat, all of a sudden I've been having trouble breathing. All right, so you think, all right, well, then it's a cat allergy. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's asthma. They say some chronic asthma patients experience periods of remission. So for the current study, researchers had all the patients monitor symptoms, do breathing tests at home to see how fast air comes out of the lungs. Because remember, it's a forced expiratory volume that we test. Remember I told you asthma is like a balloon that you blow up and you keep blowing up and letting the air out and you blow up and let the air out such that rather than it being a nice, tight, elastic type of brand new balloon, it's kind of a boggy balloon with some air in there. Asthmatic patients can't get the air out, which is why when you do your peak expiratory flow or your forced expiratory volume, we have you blow out really hard. I pee on myself when I do it. But we have you blow the air out really, really hard, right? And we measure this peak expiratory flow. All the patients did bronchial challenge tests. So they inhaled a medication that causes the bronchial tubes to constrict, stimulating conditions that cause asthma and see how your airways react. Each patient did spirometry tests to measure lung function by seeing how much air people inhale, how much they exhale, and how fast they exhale, which I just told you about. And among the misdiagnosed with asthma, 12 people or 2% of the participants had serious conditions other than asthma, like heart disease or pulmonary hypertension. Some had COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Some had gastroesophageal reflux, where the acid comes up and irritates the lungs. Some had anxiety-related hyperventilation, then asthma. So 90% of the people whose asthma was ruled out had asthma medication safely stopped for 1 year after being weaned off the drugs. Sometimes you can't just stop the drugs too quickly because you'll have trouble breathing. Now, I understand this may not be the most, ideal study. They say one limitation is the patients were only followed for 15 months. What if some of the patients were just naturally in remission and then had to go back on medication in the future? All right. It also excluded patients who were on long-term oral steroids. So these were more the mild asthmatic patients. But it tells us a couple things. One is, many asthmatic patients, okay, may not need to be on medication long term. I can't tell you how many patients would come in that want their steroid inhaler, and I'm like, how long have you been on it? And let's say for years. I go, you're only supposed to take it before the bad times of year unless you're a more severe asthmatic. You're supposed to be taking breaks from this medication. You don't have to be on this medication long term if you're mild. So that was one issue I had. Number two is if you think you have a condition and you walk in and you tell the doctor or the medical provider, that could sway them, right, to go, all right, I believe you, let's, you know. Or it could be a sign that doctors are in such a hurry to get their patients that if it's a cut and dry, hi, I'm an asthmatic, I just need to refill my medication, I'm doing good, look at my breathing test on the medication, oh, your breathing tests are good, here's more medication. Right, we need to spend a significant amount of time with each and every patient. And anybody with asthma, to me, gets their heart checked and gets a spirometry and sometimes a chest x-ray. Now, some of you will say, oh, Dahlia, this is why Obamacare's here, because you're ordering too many tests. Well, once you find a heart tumor in an asthmatic patient that was never asthmatic, you're going to be a little bit more aggressive. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
We're worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Annie from Las Vegas writes, I don't mean to be critical, but on a show a while back, you discussed how to save money going to the doctor. Which, by the way, that reminds me, I'm going to be in the next couple days giving you guys tips on how to file your taxes and what you could deduct from a health perspective. There's a lot of things that you could deduct health insurance or deduct from your taxes with health expenses. So I usually give you guys this advice in January or February each year. So that just reminds me. Sorry about that. I had to just kind of had a thought. I had to tell you guys what you could, you know, tell your accountant or what you could write off in terms of your medical expenses. Like, for example, driving to the doctor, you could write off the mileage. You could write off the gas. So, you know, or your physical therapy treatments. So there's a lot of things, but I'll, in the next couple days, make sure we get to that because that's pretty important. Okay, so she writes, Annie writes, I don't mean to be critical, but on a show a while back, you discussed how to save money going to the doctor. Why are you overlooking the biggest money saver, a call back from the doctor? If my doctor would call me back, I wouldn't have to pay the $75 charge, she writes, every time I go in. That being said, how do you get your doctor to call you back? Okay, so you see what she's saying, which makes sense, right? And I have not told you guys to do this. And I apologize. She's right. Okay. By the way, I would like compliments. If you ever want to compliment my show, please do so. Call 1-877-DocDahlia or email us at drdahlia.com. I would love some compliments, but Annie's 100% correct. All right. If your doctor would get on the phone and would answer your phone call, that would save you a hell of a lot of money coming in. It would save you time off work. It would save you having to take sick leave. It's very cool. That's something we used to do in the olden days. Now, I've taught you guys about what happened with phone calls. Phone calls had to stop. I mean, it went down from a 98% return phone call rate in my first year of practice to down to 5%. All right? Well, why? All right? Why won't doctors get on the phone and call you back or give you medical advice over the phone? Well, we've talked about this. Okay? And I know it saves money. I know it saves you money. All right? Well, the biggest reason for me wasn't the money, but it was the liability. I had a patient that called me up in the middle of the night on call. And she was having chest pain. And I was, you know, my kid was in our bed with us. He was a little baby. He was like 6 months old. I forget. My husband was, because I was breastfeeding, my husband was asleep. So, and by the way, you don't sleep with your kid anymore. The kid has to be in a bassinet. Don't have him in the bed so you don't roll on top of him and smother him. But back then, I was like, the baby's with me. So here I am. I have no witnesses in the room, no witnesses to the phone call, okay, except her side. So she calls up going, I have chest pain. All right? And I'm like, well, you got to go to the hospital. If you have chest pain, I can't evaluate you. I'm at home. You know, you have chest pain. You're older. I know you smoke. Go to the hospital. She goes, well, let me just take my nitroglycerin. All right? And I'll call you back in 15 minutes. So she takes her nitroglycerin. She calls back going, I'm better, but I still have chest pain. I wake up again. I'm like, go to the hospital. Go. All right? No, I don't want to. All right? I'm going to take one more nitroglycerin. So this goes on for a couple phone calls, and the answering service keeps calling me. All right, so I fell back asleep. I mean, I told her to go to the hospital. The next day, the husband calls me. Now, she's fine, all right? But he goes, why didn't you send my wife to the hospital? She was having chest pain. Now, we got her in with the cardiologist that day, et cetera, and I go, but I did. I did tell her to go to the hospital. He said, no, you didn't. She said that you said all she had to do was take her nitroglycerin. So what she was doing, when she was on the phone, she put the phone to the chest, tells her husband, yeah, she said I could just take the nitroglycerin. Where's my witness to that phone call? Where? The husband believes her, not me. So the problem with phone calls is if she did have a heart attack and died that night, I would have been done for. Number one, she would have died, which would have been horrible. Number two, I would have been done for. Absolutely. This was at a time when malpractice was so bad. And who were my witnesses? What, my 6-month-old? My husband who was asleep? I have no witnesses to that phone call. So, you know, it's really difficult managing a person over the phone. One of my attorney patients calls saying I need some antibiotics because I got bit by a spider near my eye. you need to get me some antibiotics fast because I don't want it to spread to the eye. And I go, really? A spider bit you by the eye? You know, it's not really a lot of skin to get a nice meaty thing. He goes, well, he bit me good. He bit me 5 times. I'm like, no. Spiders don't bite 5 times in the same place. All right, that was shingles. And shingles by the eye can make you go blind. I need to see you. I can't just evaluate. I need to see you. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, what about a prescription refill? All right, why can't a doctor get on the phone, talk to you, and then give you a refill of your prescriptions? Well, medicine later will be like that. Okay? There is going to be a more inexpensive way for you to get medical care. But you see, for me, all my patients got plenty of medication, so I needed to see them. If I didn't have to see you in a month, why would I have your medicine run out? I would make sure you had plenty until I needed to see you. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, right, but you're in control, but I need to see you in 3 months, you're going to have 3 months of medication. So if somebody called my office up and said, hey, Dr. Dahlia, I need medication, all right, my first question is, well, wait a second, you should have plenty until your next follow-up. What? I've given you 3 months worth. I need to then check the blood pressure. So we made it very easy. So patients were happy because they got long enough prescriptions, right? 90-day prescriptions were cheaper. But if I needed you to follow up, I need you to follow up. So, you know, when a doctor knows that a patient is calling to get a refill or whatever, you know, they know that when they get on the phone, okay, they're going to want to be nice. They're going to get talked into writing a prescription, but then they're going against their protocol. They're going, you know, what if you don't have good staff that do the reminders properly? Your only way to make sure that you see that patient, if your staff isn't calling them, is if they run out of their medicine, they're going to be back in your office. You could double check their blood pressure and make sure they're still at goal. Because if they're not at goal, they're going to have kidney disease. They could go blind. They could have heart disease, etc. You know, same thing with diabetes. I can't tell you, 3 months go by fast, and all of a sudden your diabetic is sitting there with blood sugars in the 200s. You're like, whoa. How did this happen? Okay, when you're managing serious disease, and those are serious diseases, all right, you know, you can't be doing it half-assed over the phone. Then you have some medical providers that don't want to be taken away from their very busy day. If you are barely making the money you need to keep that practice open, and you have to stop everything to take a phone call, and you have thousands of people in your practice, you need to eventually develop some sort of a protocol where, no, you cannot stop everything and go on the phone. Now, I understand on our lunch hour, I never took lunch. I saw patients through my lunch because patients who had a lunch hour could come in and see me. So I never had a lunch. So I know people think, well, the doctor on my lunch hour could. Don't you think you want your doctor to take a little bit of a break? You know, if they got to poop or they got to eat something, don't you think you want them to do that? So many doctors and medical providers realize they just can't do it. And, you know, since a lot of people in the neighborhood will refer to you, all that has to get out is, well, she took my call. Why didn't she take your call? So I had to pay $75 when you didn't? Yeah, and it's horrible that copays are now up to that part because now insurance pays nothing. So the only money the doctor is making is what you're paying. So if you can't get a doctor to call you back, all right, what you may want to do is find a new doctor if that works for you, because again, we got to save money. Find a medical office where they actually do have a phone call policy, where a medical provider or a nurse will call you back. But, you know, until Obamacare goes away and these medical offices make money, they're going to be doing less for free. 1-877-DOLLY.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants,
balaclavas, or hot socks, fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. Fortressclothing.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there's this whole YouTube video out there on how you could give yourself a nose job in less than 30 seconds using some sort of a nose lifter. All right? And an Australian doctor is saying, oh, don't be using this, hell to the no. Now, in August 2016, Filipino vlogger, so I guess instead of a blogger, you could be a video blogger. So vlogger, I guess, is the term for it. Riza Kontawi from, this is being reported by Fox News, advertised the nose lifter on YouTube, where she showed how sticking a hook inside your nose and then using a separate tool to adjust the shape of the nose could help users achieve their desired look. According to the product description, the nose lifter could fix a variety of nasal shape problems, including but not limited to flat nose, wide and bulbous noses, hook noses, droopy noses, mine's boogery nose, crooked nose, flary nostrils, upturned nose, dorsal humps, side humps, and many others. All right, so you're like, wow, where can I get one? So you're looking at this lady, and her nose is actually up a little bit, and it looks all cute. Professor Richard Harvey, however, head of rhinology, okay, rhino nose, at UNSW Australia in Sydney, suggested that the device is too good to be true. Not only does it pose dangers to the cartilage framework of the nose, but it also has the potential to hinder the lining of the organ and causing an ulceration in the nose. Harvey told news.com.au that the nose lifter could also dislodge and be sucked into the back of the nose, causing permanent damage. Harvey advised those who are interested in altering their noses to seek old-fashioned professional help rather than buy the device, which is sold for $40.50 online. If people really have concerns about the shape and function of their nose, they should see a doctor who deals with cosmetic treatments. They can educate you about the pros and cons of such treatment. All right. Now, I've been joking for years that I need a nose job. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have seen me. I know you listen to me on radio, but I don't know if any of you have seen my picture. Okay? Most of you still, even if you look at a picture, don't know what I look like because you cannot see my face behind the nose. You see the nose in the picture. Maybe you see my big mouth and teeth, but you can barely, behind my nose, see my eyes, see my cheeks, barely even can see my hair. So I've always had an issue with my nose. I've never liked my nose. It's big. I got a big nose. It runs. I have nose hair up in it. When did that happen? Okay. I sneeze a lot from it. And I use my nose a lot. I have a pretty good sense of smell. Unfortunately, I really don't want to smell a lot of things I smell, especially having a dog and four cats in the house. So my nose is a very prominent organ. But then again, I'm very known for having prominent type things. I have big hands. I have big breasts. I got a big butt. I got big teeth. And I got big hair. I'm just big. I don't get it. I just don't get it. There's really nothing dainty about me. Now, some people will say, why have you not gotten plastic surgery? Well, one is, where do I start? All right, where? If I had, you know, let's say a pocket of thousands of dollars just sitting there, don't you think I'd do lipo first? I'm not going to do my nose. Okay, I'd probably do lipo. You know, maybe I'd try to, you know, relift the breasts. Maybe I'd try to make the butt smaller. Maybe I'd get some electrolysis to get rid of some of the facial hair. I don't know what I would do. All right? Maybe rather than bleaching of my skin, I'd try to make it darker. Okay? Because, you know, everybody asks me if I need a transfusion and if I'm anemic. No, it's just, that's just my regular skin color. I look pale. I look anemic. That's just, you know, it's just me. I look microcytic. That's my color. Some people have alabaster skin. I have microcytic skin. So, you know, to decide to do plastic surgery or to buy a $40 tool to change yourself, that would be me. I would try the $40 tool. Okay, I don't see how. I don't know how this thing works. My guess is it may temporarily play with the cartilage, maybe add some sort of inflammation, right, to the area that may change your nose shape so you think you look different. But I, obviously, you know, the way your cartilage is in your nose, the way your nose is shaped, the way the skin is, it's like posture. You could sit up straight and have great posture. You could suck in your stomach, but it's going to just go back to its natural form. Okay, same thing with hair. You could straighten it, you could curl it, but after you wash it and blow dry it again, it's going to go back to its regular form. It's just the way it is. But, you know, if you don't like a body, if you don't like your body, if there's something that really, really bothers you about your body, I don't have a problem with you changing it. You know, I've talked to patients many times who were contemplating plastic surgery. Now, one very famous plastic surgery, I don't want to say faux pas because I think she looks great, is my distant cousin Jennifer Grey. Now, Jennifer Grey is, I think, a fourth or fifth cousin to me. I don't really know how that works because my mom's grandfather was, I believe, a cousin with her grandfather, okay? We've never met, but she most famously was in Ferris Bueller, right? And Dirty Dancing and the Wolverine movie, Red Dawn. And cute, you know, but had a nose that she didn't like. She gets a nose job. She's a beautiful woman. Can't recognize her. Nobody knew she was Jennifer Grey when she had a spot on Friends. And you were like, I don't get it. No, that can't be her. That nose job changed her whole face, almost seemed to even change her character in terms of, you know, being, you know, kind of that sassy, quirky thing. You look different. Your nose gives you character. All right. And again, I wish I could meet her because, you know, it's really interesting when you're related to somebody, you know, and I've idolized her father for years, who of course is then my fourth cousin or third cousin, whatever, Joel Grey. You know, so, you know, one day I want to talk to her. You know, she's a beautiful lady, even after the nose job, but she was beautiful before it. So you need to realize that sometimes you may not like a part of your body, but that part of your body really identifies you. You know, things, we can actually extrapolate that to relationships. Okay, many people think, oh, if I could just get rid of my wife, I'd be just, you know, bathing the babes. People would like me more. I don't like myself because of my wife. Or I don't like myself because of my husband. If I could get rid of my husband, I'd be a new person. I'd be attractive again. I'd lose weight. I'd be more fun. I need to get rid of my husband or my wife. People say that same thing. Just like plastic surgery with changing your nose, changing your tummy, changing your boobs, whatever. And no. It doesn't happen that way. I can't tell you how many couples I've seen. They get rid of the husband. They get rid of the wife. They start to play the field. And they don't like it. The grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. So now they want to come home to somebody. They don't want to meet new people. They realize that it doesn't look that way in the movies. Where you're going to, you know, find some hot chick or some Michael Fassbender looking guy. Do you really think if my husband left me or if I divorced my husband, I would have, as a new boyfriend, somebody that looks like Michael Fassbender, really? No, I wouldn't. Because those Michael Fassbenders already take... Why would they want somebody looking like me? So, you know, think twice before you change something about your current situation. Just think twice. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDAI.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.